Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, March 18th. You'll be interested to know. 35 years ago, today in 1990, in what was deemed the world's largest art theft, two men masquerading as police officers absconded with 13 artworks, including masterpieces by Rembrandt and Johannes Vermeer, from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, Massachusetts. Tragically, the stolen art has never been recovered. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5+ feet throughout the morning, providing challenging conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 14 mile per hour, which will create some bumps as the day progresses. Conditions may improve slightly later, but for now, it's a bumpy ride. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming high tide, when the west swell is 6.5 feet at 8 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be a 0.5 foot at 6:15 a.m., with a 3-foot high tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday will experience choppy conditions with 8 to 11 mile per hour onshore winds, particularly intensifying in the afternoons. Morning sessions remain clean with lighter winds, but expect a noticeable shift to choppy surf as the day progresses. Wave heights will fluctuate between 2 to 4+ feet, maintaining a consistent size throughout, though conditions will be less favorable in the afternoons. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 49 degrees with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:01 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:53. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 57 and a gentle northwest breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 47 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies Wednesday through Friday with highs around 60 degrees. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Saturday brings mostly sunny conditions. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, college basketball fans in San Diego are in for a busy and exciting week as 4 local programs have earned spots in the NCAA tournaments for the first time ever. The University of California, San Diego, made history with both the men's and women's teams qualifying in their first year of eligibility. San Diego State University's women's program reached the field of 68 for the first time since 2012. The men's selection show revealed UC San Diego as a 12 seed, facing 5 seed Michigan, while San Diego State's men will battle 11 seed University of North Carolina. Now on to sports. The NFL free agency of 2025 has not been particularly memorable, with few standout changes or significant contracts. Backup quarterbacks became highly sought after, and while some secured solid deals, the most impactful moves involved trades and contract extensions. Among the winners, Sam Darnold signed a 3-year, $100 million deal with the Seahawks, bolstered by new talent like Cooper Kupp. Unfortunately, the San Francisco 49ers faced a mass exodus of key players, signaling a need to retool. As teams adjust, the final outcomes of free agency remain uncertain. In local sports, last night, the Lakers triumphed over the Spurs with a 125-109 victory at Crypto.com Arena. Anthony Davis led the charge with 32 points and 12 rebounds, while Austin Reeves added 30 points, dazzling fans with 12 of 21 shooting. The Lakers improved to 42-25, while the Spurs slipped to 28-39. Tomorrow night, the Lakers take on the Denver Nuggets at Crypto.com Arena. Last night, the Kings fell to the Wild 3-1 in St. Paul. Adrian Kempe's early power play goal gave LA some hope, but Minnesota's Matt Zuccarello and Marcus Johansson sealed the deal. Despite a valiant effort, the Kings' record stands at 36-21-9. Thursday night, the Kings take on the Blackhawks in Chicago. In top news, Tesla's Cybertruck, once the future of electric vehicles, is struggling to gain traction in the market. The company has introduced improved financing options, including a lease program costing just over $1,000 a month for 3 years. Despite these efforts, Tesla has a surplus of its Foundation Edition Cybertrucks, originally priced at $120,000. Reports suggest fewer than 40,000 units were sold last year, despite over 1 million reservations. Meanwhile, issues like battery degradation and customer dissatisfaction with electric vehicles continue to hinder sales, raising questions about the future affordability of Tesla models. In business news, the Federal Housing Finance Agency has made significant changes to the boards of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, placing its own director, William Pult, at the forefront. On Monday, the agency removed 8 members from Fannie Mae's board and appointed 4 new directors, including Pult, who was sworn in as FHFA director on Friday. Similarly, 6 members were culled from Freddie Mac's board, with Pult also taking a position there. The new directors will serve until the next annual election or until they resign or are removed. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to just over $83,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $1,900. And Goetzius Maximus is down 9% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The vision of booking a robo-taxi to San Francisco International Airport is becoming a reality, thanks to Mayor Daniel Lurie enabling Waymo to map the roads near this major travel hub. Under a temporary access agreement, Waymo has 30 days to familiarize its vehicles with the airport's road conditions, with a human driver required at all times. Lurie emphasized that this agreement showcases how San Francisco is promoting innovation and economic recovery. Nicole Gavel from Waymo expressed excitement about expanding services to millions of airport travelers as the demand for rides to San Francisco International Airport grows. And in entertainment news, The creators of the Las Vegas Sphere are planning to introduce smaller mini spheres that could accommodate 5,000 attendees, requiring a smaller investment from performers. Originally estimated to cost $1.2 billion, the Las Vegas Sphere ultimately cost around $2.3 billion. As Sphere Entertainment seeks to expand, Executive Chairman and Chief Executive Officer James Dolan revealed that these mini-spheres would be cheaper to build and operate, potentially attracting a wider array of artists. The mini-spheres will still feature giant wraparound screens and immersive experiences, but details on location and timing remain undisclosed. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Indian spiritual leader, Buddha. And he said, "Thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.